find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. It is the program that will make you fully informed when you head to work, when you head to school, when you drop the kids off at school, whatever it might be. We make sure that you are fully armed and ready for the day. Joining us, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And what is the... the marching orders now, we are still a long ways away from November of 2024, but it's going to be on top of us before you know it. And I guess my question is, what is the state Republican Party doing? What is the Clark County Republican Party doing relative to vetting candidates and making sure that we've got a strong slate of candidates going into the next election?
I know Johnny Brew's working hard. I mean, he's constantly... call me up, texting me, and that's one thing. But I will tell you that the state party is definitely working hard to try to make sure we have a caucus, that we Republicans have a voice. And I will tell you this, I would strongly urge anybody running for office right now, regardless of if it's the Senate or it's Congress or it's going to be a local office, not to try to avoid being a Donald Trump supporter. I'm not sitting there saying that you have to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, you obviously, we believe you vote for who you want. But, I mean, if you're not going to get behind making America great, I think you're going to end up getting buried in the primary. And that's and I think that the marching orders for all the candidates running is that we need to become a galvanized party, work under one umbrella, and support whomever is going to be the winner in the state of Nevada. And I don't think taking a position of trying to say, well, you know, I'm gonna reserve my position of who I'm gonna support. If I were like one of the candidates running for the Senate, I think it makes wise decisions to say, yeah, I'm behind Donald Trump, because what they're doing to him is totally wrong. And I think if you don't get on that situation, if you're not on that bandwagon, it will cost you in the primary and it may cost you your political career.
I want to take you a different direction, because you are also the owner of the MultiCare Group. If you have questions about your health insurance or your family's health insurance or your company's health insurance plan, you need to be talking to Pat Casale. What are the changes that are coming up in 2024?
Every plan, as rates are being verified or are going to be endorsed, embraced by the state. Sierra Health has the largest rate increase in the individual market. I mean, and they're the only EPO off exchange. On the exchange, the average increase across the board will be at least 5% for 2024. Not to mention the out-of-pockets are going to go up, but we have a new carrier on the exchange, which will be Molina. Molina has been in the Medicaid business for the last 2 years. This year, they're going to come out swinging and try to become a carrier in the individual market as well. So you'll have Molina as a new carrier. We lost Friday Health Plans. They're gone. They went bankrupt. It's the second time in the last 7 years or 8 years that we've lost a carrier, or maybe even 10 years, that we've lost it. No, actually, it's the third carrier we've lost. Three carriers we had that were on the exchange over the last decade have closed up shop after a couple of years. That would have been John Alden we lost. We just lost Friday Health Plans, which both of those plans would have been either a PPO or an EPO. And we lost a Nevada co-op many years ago.
Now, do folks still have coverage with those companies?
No. What happened is they had to move on. And with Friday Health Plans, they have an opportunity if they decided to change. They're getting a special SEP, which is a special enrollment period, to enroll into a different plan for the remainder of the year. We're not seeing as many people enrolling from the Medicaid coffers as we expected either. I mean, it's kind of interesting how many people who may have lost their insurance on Medicaid, but they're not just reaching out and enrolling like we expect. I'm getting more inquiries about small businesses offering benefits to their employees, which is quite interesting.
I think that's great. Run through the advantages that companies face. I mean, they're all trying to not just recruit but retain employees. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the benefits are?
Well, the number one benefit for a business owner is it's tax deductible. And if you're looking to give a guy a pay raise in lieu of paying for their health benefits, you have to pay the matching contribution in taxes. This way, you don't have to pay the match, yet the employee's getting a pay raise because they don't have to buy their own insurance. Whatever they pay the employee for their dependents, they actually get it on a pre-tax basis. You know, so we had the family glitch also. So an employee could go on their employer plan and still allow the family to go on the exchange and get benefits because that may be less expensive to go via that way. There's a lot of other advantages, like better plans. The plans are more, they have bigger networks on the group side. You have national access if you get a PPO, not an EPO, which is very big because that means you can go to California, to UCLA. You could go to the real you go to Sloan Kettering in New York, Cleveland, the real Cleveland Clinic, if you had to, and back in Cleveland. I mean, that's some of the advantages of having a national PPO. From an employer's perspective, they could offer a base plan, a much more affordable plan for them, pay their portion of that rate, and they can allow their employees to buy up and get a richer plan if they chose to. So in some cases, you know, the employer could offer benefits, still pay a portion of a premium, but allow an employee to have better access to better plans if they choose to go to a gold plan or a platinum plan if they chose they wanted something really off the chart and rich. But what we do at the MultiCare Group is we advise clients that it's not necessarily a better plan. When you look at insurance in this day and age, you have to look at your premium times 12, that's your fixed cost, and look at your out-of-pocket, and that would be your maximum exposure. The other things we try to do is make sure people realize that their wellness benefits are going to be free. So you can, with any health plan, an annual physical will be covered at 100% by the insurance plan. And there's a lot of plans out there floating that are not real insurance, not qualified plans, that don't cover those wellness benefits. They don't cover prescriptions the same way. They give you a discount card where you get a real prescription benefit with insurance. And people have to remember, when you buy in plans, the contracted discounts plays into the matrix of keeping your costs controlled. So if you go to a prescription and say your generic copay is $25, that's the most you pay. If the drug costs $6, you only pay $6, which also applies to your out-of-pocket maximum. So that really makes things very interesting.
Hey, Pat, if folks want to reach out to you, if they have questions about 2024 and their health insurance or their company's health insurance, where do they find you? How can they reach you?
702-286-1014, 702-286-1014, or you could call the office number, and we have a menu of people you could talk to at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449.
Pat, always good. Thanks so much for getting up with us. I do appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. You take care.
Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group, a good guy, plugged in politically, and he knows a lot about health insurance. Coming up, Marla Letizia will talk about something that I had never thought about, the U-curve of happiness. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-2 in a matchup of division rivals. Bobby Miller tossed six innings of one-run ball. The Dodgers won their ninth streak and are 13-1 in the month of August. The Cardinals beat the A's 6-2 in St. Louis on Tuesday. Nolan Arenado and Jordan Walker homered in the first against Spencer Watkins. Lawrence Butler hit his first major league home run for the A's, who have lost five straight overall and their last nine straight on the road. The Giants shut out the Rays 7-0. Tyro Estrada homered with one out in the sixth to break up a scoreless game. Padres pounded the Orioles 10-3. Gary Sanchez hit a grand slam in a five-run first. Manny Machado added a two-run double in the second. Texas beat the Angels 7-3. Corey Seager hit a pair of homers and drove in five runs. Pacific Coast League Tuesday, Reno beat Vegas 17-12. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-sized personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $20 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/19. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A couple of issues on our Valley freeways. One at the Spaghetti Bowl, a new accident on US 95 southbound before the Martin Luther King Boulevard turnoff. Still working one at the south end of the valley at the interchange on 215 eastbound, right before you meet up with I-15. That's on the right shoulder out of the way. And still has a real heavy delays there on I-15 through the Charleston curve, especially the northbound lanes. You're going to be very heavy from Boulder Highway up through, looks like all the way toward Eastern, and that is mostly due to construction barrels in the area. Again, that's 95, really both directions, but heavier on the northbound side through the Charleston curve. In the southeast, injury accident at Boulder Highway and Russell Road. You have 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 103. It's 88 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Wednesday, for a hump day. Everything you need to know to get your day started, that's what we bring you every day, Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. We continue our series of interviews with folks and their businesses making a difference here in Southern Nevada. Let's check in with model Leticia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. She is a regular on Instagram and Facebook. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Nice to be with you again.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I know last week we talked a lot about the long life era, how it can make for a longer and healthier life. I got to admit, I learned a lot last week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Listen, that's the goal, right, is to connect people and educate each other. And it's interesting, the more compassionate I feel about helping others in their long life era, the more I'm learning as well. And it's been just very invigorating.
I want to change gears, though, this morning. What is, because I'd never heard of this, the U-curve of happiness, because obviously we all aspire to happiness. What is the U-curve of happiness?
Well, let me start out by saying that it deals with all the different eras of your life. So let's just backtrack just very briefly about the eras. We have your young life, which is basically 18 years, your young adulthood, which is also about 18 years, 18 to 35, so 17 years. And then you have midlife, which is 35 to about 50. And by the way, midlife is actually the shortest era of your life, which is so interesting because it seems that adults get into what they think is midlife and they think that that lasts forever, but it doesn't. Long life begins around 50 to 55. Usually people say 55 because those that are 50 are in denial that they're in long life. So that being the eras of our life, with long life era being the longest era, which could last up to 50 years or more. So it's what are we doing in those eras? The interesting thing is that the U-curve of happiness begins about the age of 7 to 10 years old, where you are the happiest. And then literally that curve starts going down. So we know what a bell curve looks like. The U-curve is the inverted bell curve, which goes down, 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 and bottoms out at about 48 years old. So you always hear about midlife crisis, right? And midlife crisis usually takes in loss of a job, expectation about one's life, you know, not being met, divorces, loss of parents. You're also dealing with teenagers in your house. And if you're not a well-developed adult yourself, you're really going to struggle with teenagers. So at about 48 years old, you bottom out and you are truly the most unhappiest at about that age. And then as you begin to go into your long life era, then your happiness begins to increase. And it's almost counterintuitive because the knowledge that you have less time maybe in front of you than you had behind you actually gives you this sense of peace that you need to stop, breathe, and appreciate every moment. And people, usually the studies show that people in their long life era are actually living with more joy and more smiles around them than ever before in their lives. That's the U-curve of happiness.
Again, joining us, Marta Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. Are there things we can do in our own lives that can improve that happiness quotient?
Well, I mean, I think if you're talking midlife, that's like all kinds of things, right? The right nutrition, the right meditation, the right exercise. These are all things that we want to do really from the time we're a child until we actually leave the planet, right? But here is the one thing. The one thing that compromises the happiness curve, Kevin, is isolation. And one of the things that we find is that as people start growing older and maybe leaving the workforce or coming towards the end of, you know, what they feel is their work life, they begin to become more isolated. And sadly, as this begins to happen, one out of every 7 men don't have a single friend as they begin to approach this. And 1 out of every 10 women don't have a single friend. And so what happens is you go from this isolation into absolute loneliness. And let me tell you how loneliness compromises your immune system. So if you are lonely, it is as though you are smoking as many as 15 cigarettes a day, meaning that that is the impact it has on your health. If you are lonely, it is 2 times worse than 6 drinks a day to your immune system. And if you're lonely, it's 3 times worse than no exercise and 4 times worse than being obese. And this impacts your mental health, which causes a degeneration. So if I can go into our Facebook group, the Long Life Era community, what we are finding is that people are coming together in a community and talking and connecting and finding that people in like era, in this like era of growing older, are really a lot more invigorating and doing things that we are not seeing in commercial television beaming back at us. So in other words, we see open enrollment for Medicare, we see pharmaceuticals, but we do not see people living in their long life era exercising. And recently in the long life era community, we had a 5-day exercise challenge to post their pictures and what they were doing for exercising 5 straight days, Monday through Friday. And let me tell you, people were killing it. And this is not what you would expect. These are people in their 60s, 70s, late 70s, who literally were showing what the hiking that they were doing, the core exercise. I mean, I myself go to the gym maybe 3 days a week, 4 days a week. We were forced to go 5 days a week. And I was learning from other people, other women in the long life era community, what they were doing for their core. And I was like, oh my God, that's like one area of my own exercise program that I have not taken care of. And we were inspiring each other to better health and better activity. But the one thing I want to say is that digital communities are a great beginner. But Kevin, do you know what IRL is?
I do not.
It is, IRL stands for in real life. So here we are in the long life era community. We're connected, we're growing, we're learning. And what I realize is that this is great, but if we are not connecting at some point through this community in real life, we're not doing the job we need to do for each other. So a hug, you know, gives you oxytocin that runs to your brain. You get, you know, a feeling. A real hug is very different than sending you a digital hug today and an emoji, right? And so if we are going to grow and live and reach for our centenarian age, not only do we need to grow a community digitally where we can have conversation and be inspired by each other, but I myself, through this last week of this 5-day challenge, have learned that I need to expand this community into IRL, meaning that there needs to be a time where we can connect in real life so that we can keep people from feeling isolated and keep people from becoming lonely. And that is the number one thing that begins to actually kill people, and especially men, because men, and I love men, they're so different than women. And because they are not the gregarious people that women are just naturally. It's just the way that I think we were piped into this world. And in our community, like, we have about, oh, I don't know, like 5 male leaders in this group who are energetic and keep the conversation going, to about 50 to 75 women. And there is an imbalance, right? So we really have to help pay attention. If you're listening to this, you got to help pay attention to your fathers, your brothers, your husbands, you know, and make sure that this doesn't happen to them. So that's, you know, where we're at for the day.
So how can folks learn more about the Long Life Era, your Facebook group, the U-Curve of Happiness?
Well, definitely tune in to Long Life Era Community Facebook group. You can find us there, ask to join the conversation, and give us thoughts on what we can do in order to be a community of IRL. I think we need to move the group not only digitally for all the inspiration, but offline to in real life community get-togethers, and show the world that living in your long life era is the greatest and the longest era of your life.
Marla, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Marla Letitia, the AKA Nanny Bubby. She is a regular fixture on Instagram and Facebook, and she's with us every week on Wednesdays. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We got a busy, busy show ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I can't tell you how many times I hear, why don't quality people run for public office? I'm happy to say, here is a quality person.
Hi, this is Ron Quince. Most people know me as Ron Q. When my family legally immigrated from the Philippines 40 years ago, my father told me that Ronald Reagan said that this was a country where you can follow your dreams and opportunity is boundless. You just have to work hard, be wise, and care for those around you. Now, 40 years later, we see that Joe Biden and his mindless puppets in Congress want to kill that dream and destroy our opportunities. I owe it to my wife, my two small children, and the Southern Nevada community to fight for our Constitution, to fight for our dreams, and to fight for our opportunities. That's why I'm a Republican. That's why this month I will be formally announcing my candidacy to be your conservative voice in the race for Congressional District 1. Please follow the Ron Quince for Congress campaign at RonQ4U.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us, that's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day to be fully informed as you head to work or you head to school to drop off the kids. Thanks for taking us along. I really appreciate that. One of the things we try and do is keep you ahead of the essentially ahead of the curve. We try and keep you fully informed on what is happening, but also what may be happening. From the Sacramento Bee, they ran a story the other day that I thought was just fascinating. As California Democrats, this is what the headline says,